on Chesam and Beis. Omar Mar, Adam Omed al his Kofa, notul mi balabayas, the nosinlo, notul mi onivinosin. A person can stand on this threshold, which is a makom tur, and he can take from the balabayas, from the Shusha Yachid, and give to the balabayas. He can take from a makom tur and take from Rishus HaYachid to a makom tur, or take from a makom tur and put it to Rishus HaYachid. Or the opposite from Rishus HaRabim. He can take from the Ani in Rishus HaRabim and bring it to a makom tur, or he can take it from his makom tur and bring it to the Rishus HaRabim. Smor says, Hai iskofa mai. What iskofa is this? Ilem iskofa Rishus HaRabim. If it's talking about the threshold that's Rishus HaRabim, so notum mi balabayas, that can't be, because you wouldn't be allowed to take from the balabayas from Rishus HaYachid to Rishus HaRabim. The ele iskofa is Rishus HaYachid. Ele mai, talking when iskofa, that's Rishus HaYachid. It's 10 tefachim high, 4x4, right? It's a platform. So notum min ha'ani, ha'kamayam Rishus HaRabim, Rishus HaYachid. You can't then take from the ani. Ele iskofa is karmelis, right? Must be talking about a karmelis. Notul v'nosin l'chatchila. Right, sof isurim miha isa. Can't be that you're allowed the chatchila to take from a karmelis to Rishus HaRabim or a karmelis to Rishus HaYachid. So asum the rabbanan to carry from Rishus HaRabim or Rishus HaYachid into a karmelis or vice versa. Elo iskofa makom tur bi almahu. We must be talking about an iskofa that's a makom tur. Kigon, and how, what's the dimensions of this makom tur? The less pay dalet al dalet. It's not arba arba, and it's more than three tefachim high. Right, and then what's it called? It's a makom tur. The chiha, the chiosu, Rav Dimi, Om Rav Yochanan, makom shem bol dalet al dalet tefachim, mut levnei Rishus HaYachid, levnei Rishus HaRabim lekatif alav. Vuvad shlo yachlipu. Right, you're allowed to take from Rishus HaRabim to this makom tur, or vice versa, as long as you don't give it, transport it from Rishus HaRabim through the makom tur to Rishus HaYachid. You can do one way. But you can't be the clearinghouse for a person, what's it called, Rishus HaRabim, to get it to Rishus HaYachid through the makom tur. That now. Omar Mar, Uvilvaj, Lo Yitl Mi Balabayas, Venosin Lo Ani. Me Ani Venosin Lo Balabayas. You can't be the one standing in the middle, transferring it from the Balabayas to the Ani, or the Ani to the Balabayas. That you can't do. Vim Norkel, Venosin Shloshim Pturim. However, if you did do that, they're all potter. Because Lamaisa, it went through a makom tur from the Rishus HaYachid before it went to Rishus HaRabim. That breaks up the Akira and Hanocha from Rishus HaYachid to Rishus HaRabim, or vice versa. So Mar says, Leimetavi Tiyufta de Rava, the Omar Rava, Hamavr Chepes, Metchilas Dalad, the Sof Dalad, Rishus HaRabim, Afal Pi Sheheviro Derech Olav Chai. So what's the case? Rashi learns the case is like this. You are carrying something Rishus HaRabim, four amas, and you carried it part of the way over 10 tefachim high. Right, you picked it up, what's it called, in Rishus HaRabim, made Makira, and then you picked it up over 10 tefachim, and you transported it in Rishus HaRabim, right, but over 10 tefachim is a makom tur in Rishus HaRabim, and then you put it down in Rishus HaRabim four amas later. Okay, so you're chayiv. Even though part of it went through a makom ptur. Part of the time you were transporting it through a makom ptur. The Tosfos says on this, that we had this case before, where you went from Rishus HaYachid to Rishus HaRabim, there are stave, which is a makom ptur. And we said over there also you're chayiv. So some say the Chiddush in Rashi over here is that over there, you made an Akira in Rishus HaYachid and a Hanoch in Rishus HaRabim, or vice versa, and you just went through a makom tur. But here, the Chiddush is that part of the Arba Amos, in other words, you only went four Amos, and part of those Arba Amos was up in the air. So you didn't have a full Arba Amos in a makom chiv. Still, you chayv. That's the Chiddush over here in Rashi. Okay. What?
Yeah.
No, you have to hold it down in the ground or whatever. Okay, see Rashi. Iskofis Rishus HaRabim, Kigon Iskofis Mavui, שאין עולה התקרה, ואין גבוה הגימול מן הקרקע, ולכי של מובי לפנים הימנו. Right, it's the threshold that opens into a mavi that's in Rishus Harabim, and it's not three tefachim above the Rishus Harabim, so it's mamish part of Rishus Harabim. Rishus Hayachid could go on omenis tachas atikra, or lifnim min halechi, where the threshold is inside the confines of the mavi. It's inside the opening of the mavi from the lechi and within. That's already Rishus Hayachid. Oh, gavoy yud rechavadal, or like we said, it's a platform that's 4x4 and 10 tefachim high itself. So this threshold is itself rishus hayachid. His scope is karmelus, ain't a gavoy yud el rechavadal. It's 4 tefachim by 4 tefachim wide, but it's not 10 tefachim high. So it's a karmelus. Hechi tani note lechatchila sof sof isid rabbananika. Can't be that you're allowed to take from that to rishus hayachid or rishus harabim lechatchila. Makom tor, makom shein bo arba al arba, who makom esuyim sheyesh lo rosh roch of ktsas the gavoa gimel. It has to be something like not like we said, not the face of a wall which is contiguous to the karka, that doesn't have a din of a makom tor, but it's something where it's not dalit al dalit, but it's you can put something on top of it, and it's at least three tefachim high. The omed samach l'shus hayachid u'l'shus harabim v'achi mokim lo be'erivin be'gavoa gimel. Right, it has to be at least 3 tefachim high, because otherwise bottle to the Rishus HaRab. Uvilvad shalo yachlifu, v'achinami k'tani la'el, vad shalo yitl ben ha'ani v'yitil l'val ha'bayis. Derech olav, shehigbiyo l'mala mi'asora, v'lo sholit be'av Rishus HaRab, v'avi mokum tur. And still you see, if you took from Rishus HaRab to Rishus HaRab, derech mokum tur, you're chayiv. So why over here, if somebody took it from what's it called, Rishus HaRavim, brought it into a Makom Tur, and then from the Makom Tur brought it to Rishus HaYachid, why are you potter? Why are all three people potter, even though you brought it from a Makom Tur, since it went from Rishus HaRavim to Rishus HaYachid, or vice versa, right, you should be chayiv, just like the case where Mavir Olav. Tzmari says, Hasam, lo nach, hachanach. Now over there, when you carried it, right, you didn't stop. So you went from Rishus HaRavim to Rishus HaRavim, Derech Dalet Amos, right? Derech Makom Tur, and you didn't stop. Mele Yechayev. Over here, it stopped in Rishus HaPtur. In the Makom Tur, it stopped for a second, right? The person who was in Rishus HaYachid gave it to the person in the Makom Tur. That's where it stopped. And then he gave it from there to the other one. So there was a Hanacha in Makom Tur, that broke up the transfer from Rishus HaYachid to Rishus HaRabim. Rashi, Chayiv, Ki Hodar Anchev, Yafagav, the Derech Makom Tur Azim, Lo Noch B'Makom Tur, V'Havi Le'akir Rishus HaRabim, V'Anoch Rishus HaRabim, Hocha Noch B'Makom Tur, B'Yad Ha'omid Aleskofa, here L'maitha, it rested. Okay, Tosfos learns that Derech Olav is where you picked it up with your right hand, transferred it Arba Amos in Rishus HaRabim to your left hand, and even though it's Derech Olav, it went past your body, right? And I might think that when it went past your body, that's called a Hanacha. Since it wasn't Noach, that's what's it called, still Chayiv. It's not the same case as Derech Stave that we had before. Okay, let's go on. Otherwise, not going to happen. Acherim Omrim, Iskofa Mishamesh Shtei Rishuyos. Okay, the Iskofa, it could be one of two Rishuyos. Depends on the Metzias, but the same threshold could be Rishus HaYachid or could be Rishus HaRab. Bizman Shah Pesach Pasuach Kilifnin. When the door is open, then it has a din like the Rishus that it's going into. Pesach No, when the door is closed, Kilachutz. Then it has a din like the, what's it called, the Rishus that's going out to. Gemara says, the afal gav the lesley lechi. Okay, let's see what's going on over here. We have a threshold that the Gemara thinks now is talking about the threshold of a house. Okay? And the threshold is right before the door. So, the threshold is not, right now we think there's no roof over it, right? It's a stama threshold. And, when the door is opened, so then it has a din like it's part of the inside. This is what the Gemara thinks now. Just stand like this. My door is open, so the threshold has a din of Rishus HaYochid. When the door is closed, then the threshold has a din of Rishus HaRabin. Okay? That's, see Rashi, Pesach Pasuach, Pasol Kadaitach, the Mavishim Hechshiru Belechi, the Lechio Lifnim in HaYiskofa. Behind the Kometama, the Afagav, the Leslie Lechi, Mibachut, Omer Avcham, okay, and the, what's it called, the, okay, it's over a Mavi, what's it called, an alleyway, where houses open in, houses with courtyards open into this alleyway, and the alleyway opens into Rishus HaRabin. So one of the ways of being machshir mavui is with a lechi. You put a lechi on the entrance of the mavui, and from the inner corner of the lechi and inside, the mavui is considered Rishus HaYochid. Even if the lechi is wide, and the outer corner of the lechi is considered, let's call anything till the inner corner of the lechi is considered Rishus HaRabin. And from the inner corner is considered Rishus HaYochid. Okay, so the Gemara asks, L'chora afal gav v'lesle lechi, this threshold, which you want to consider when the doors open, Rishus HaYochid, right, that's on the entrance of the Mavui, how could it be considered Rishus HaYochid? There's no lechi there. Right? The only thing that's mutter on the threshold of a mavli is anything from the inner edge of the mavli and inward, inner edge of the lechi and inward. But if there's no lechi, then anything outside the mechitzas of the mavli is Rishus HaRabin. So if this threshold is on the threshold of the mavli and there's no lechi, it can't be it can't be Rishus HaYochid. The Omer of Chama Bar Gurya Omer Rav Tocha Pesach Tzorich Lechi Acher Lahatiro. Even in the doorway itself, right? If you don't have a lechi in the doorway itself, you have a lechi. What's it called on the inside of the door? Because the Mavui has an entranceway, which is like a doorway, okay, a shar, and the shar is a certain amount width. You have a lechi on the inside of that doorway. So then the Mavui is considered Rishus HaYochid from the inner edge of that lechi and inward. But you have now the whole width of the doorway. Outside of the lechi is considered already Rishus HaRabin. Now you can't carry there. It's not Rishus HaRabin, but you can't carry there. Okay? But in order to be able to carry in the thickness of the doorway, you'd have to have another lechi on the outside of the door, the thickness of the door. Here's the door. Here's the left, the mavli. Here's the door. So you have a lechi over here by the doorway, and here's also the thickness of the doorway is till the end over here. So if you have a lechi over here, you can carry up till here. But in this area over here, right, you can't carry. It's past the lechi. In order to carry in this area here, you'd need another lechi over here on the outside. And then this area between the end of the wall of the mavli and the entrance of the mavli, you'd be allowed to carry. But if you don't have a lechi over here in this area, even though it's between the two walls, you couldn't carry there. So how can we say over here that this skofa, you can carry, right? If the door's open, if there's no lechi there, of course you can't carry there. The chitema. The less beidalad of dalmat. If you'll say that, no, when did Rav Chama say that you need a lechi to be matur the threshold? That's only if the threshold's arba amas, right? Arba tvachim, right? Dalad al dalmat. But if it's not four tvachim, right? It's less than four tvachim, then that area is insignificant, and therefore you could, what's it called? You could carry in that area even beyond the lechi, without a lechi. Omer Rav Chama Bar Gurya Omer Rav Tocha Pesach Afabi Sheim Bo Dalad Al Dalad Tzorich Lechi Acher Lahatiro. So the fair is not like that. That even if there's no Dalad Al Dalad, right, if it's an insignificant place, still if there's no Lechi that is beyond that place, then you can't carry that. You still need a Lechi. The Lechi is for a Heker. It makes it clear that this is still part of the Mavli. It's not Rishus HaRabin. Right? It's not not because it's really Rishus HaRabin, because it's within the mechitzas of the mavli, right? But in any case, it's what's it called? It's, you still need it. It looks like Rishus HaRabin. You need this as a heker. So Omer Rav Yehuda Amar Rav. So see Rashi first. toch ha-pesach shel mavui, the hainu rochav ha-iskol, for this is the threshold, that's the toch ha-pesach, tzorech lechi acher la-tiro, sha-lechi ha-matir es ha-mavui stamei neged ha-iskol, for the zoku fo-leho, u-kesover osul ishtamish neged ha-lechi, ele michudo ha-pnimi v'lifnim, ha-vi-heker ha-mechitza. The heker of the lechi is only from the inner edge of the lechi, not the outer ledge. So if the lechi is parallel to the threshold, right, the threshold itself you can't carry. You can only carry from the inner edge of that lechi, right, which is the inside of the threshold, not the thickness, the width of the threshold itself. The chitema the less beiroch of dalid the neshech ovi hachoma. If you'll say that halacha is only where the iskofa is dalid al dalid, then it's a makom chashuv, and then it has to have a lechi on the outer rim of it in order to be matir carrying. But if the whole thing is less than dalid, then even from the outer edge of the lechi is good enough. You don't need what's it called the inner edge of the lechi to be matris. You don't need another lechi on the outside of it. It's an insignificant amount of space, and therefore, even if there's a lechi, and this is what's it called within the outer edge of the lechi, right? The lechi covers that area, right? Even though the inner edge is before that area, right? Only the outer edge covers that area of the iskofa. That's good enough. So how's it talking? Even if that area of the iskofa is less than dalet al dalet, you still need a lechi to be matrid. It's mashma over here, there's doors open, you don't need any lechi. So Mara says, Omar of Yehuda Omar Rav, Hacha b'iskofis mavu yaskinan. We're talking over here by iskofis mavui, but not with a lechi. There's another way of being matur mavui, and that's with a korah. Chetzio mekora v'chetzio she'ena mekora. The kiruyo klapi pni. Okay, what happened is like this. You have a mavui, okay, and the opening to the mavui is roofed. There's a roof on it, but it's only partially roofed, okay? The inside of the Pesach of the Mavui has a roof on it. The outside doesn't have a roof. And the door is mamish between the roofed part and the unroofed part. Okay? So Pesach Pasuach Kilifnim. If the door's opened, so then the roofed part door is opened. Yeah, let's see what's it called. Let's see the Rashi. Hachav beiskofis mavui yaskinan. Kidika amras. Avalo b'mavui shechsheru b'lechi, ela b'mavui shechsheru b'kora. The koras ha-mavui shir rechava tefach. Okay, what's it called? The kora that you have to put on the top of the doorway to the lechi, right, that forms a mechitza or a heker. And the halacha is, how is it a mechitza? Because we have a klal of pi kora yore v'sose, right? The edge of this beam is considered like it extends down. Okay, it's at least a tefach, so it extends down. Okay, v'ha'iskofa v'ovi ha'pesach mistam rechovin hei, right? They're more than a tefach. We only need a kora v'tefach. Nimtza chetzio shel ovi ha'pesach mekora v'chetzio einu mekora. So we have is that part of the doorway is covered with this beam, so it's roofed, and part of it is not, because the doorway is wider than a tefach. So you have one tefach roofed and another tefach not. The chetzu enu makora, the gon shiniach akora klapi pnim, and the kora is towards the inside of the doorway. Letzad hamov, hilkach pesa pasua kilifnim, mechud hachitzon shel akora v'lifnim. The sover lekaman the omer mutlish tamish tachas hakora, right? And here it's different than a lechi. By the lechi, you can't carry in the place where the outer edge of the lechi is. Only from the inner edge of the lechi. Mashenkin by a kora is not like that. By a kora, you can carry already from the outer edge of where the kora is. So if the door is opened, right? So then this area is roofed, and from the outer edge of the korah, right, it's considered like it goes down, and you have a mechitza there, and anything from the korah and in, which is where the iskofa is, you're allowed to carry. Okay? The sovereign command, the omer mutlush famish tachas ha-korah, omishum tam hekera, either because by the korah, the heker is from the outside of the beam, milavar, kin mefarish buksayav erevin, omishum de korah mishum mechitza, tamrin chuda hachitza yorei vesose, pitikra yorei vesose. So we say, what's it called, that this korah is like a mechitza, but then the outer edge is the mechitza. So either reason, either because the heker of a korah is different than the heker of a lechi, that the heker of the korah is from the outside, not from the inside, or because the outside forms a mechitza, either way, from the outside of this bean, you're allowed to carry. So if the door is open, you have a tefach of what's it called, of a beam, and the door is open from the outside of that beam, which is over the threshold, you're allowed to carry in the threshold. So that's what Acherim says, that if the door is open, the place under the beam, which is the threshold, it has a din of Rishus HaYochid. But Pesach, no. But what happens if the door is closed? The Hadela Shokeith, Bifnei HaIskofa HaPnimis, the Chol HaIskofa Chutz L'Delas, Kelachutz. So now the door is closed, and that whole area of the, what's it called, of the threshold is outside the door. Okay? So now it's considered like it's already outside the Mavi. Why? V'afilu tachas ha-korah. Even though it's under the korah. Normally we'd say, p'tikras yori v'solse. Or it's a heker, whatever. The kiva de nistam ha-mavi batel la-korah. Since the Mavi is closed up, that korah is meaningless now. So we don't say anymore, p'tikras yori v'solse. We don't say anymore that it's a heker. The Mavi is closed. Right? This is outside the Mavi now, because the door is closed. The lekala memer yori v'solse. The chol mechitzah she'en b'cholol ha-mechitzah's dalet, ain't a mechitzah, right? You have to have, in order for particular yodim to associate, you can't just have a tefach. You have to have something that has at least, what's it called, dalad on dalad, that should be considered a mokum choshuv. So if the door is open, that korah is contiguous with the whole mavoi, so there's mechitzah's dalad, then you say particular yodim to associate. But if there's no, just the tefach itself, right? And everything else is a closed wall before that, then there's no mechitza of dalad al dalad. You can't have, what's it called, you can't have p'tikra yori v'sosin. Although shaykhid b'tor is good achis, right? If in order to have good achis, you can't just have one tefach. You have to have at least dalad tefachim. And then you can say, on the end of that thing, p'tikra yori v'sosin. Well, the hachi lo okma v'iskofa is bias. That's why it didn't tell, it's not talking about the iskofa that what comes into a house, dafka mavui. The stand by is Pesach Shelo Yeshlo Mashkof Milmala, the Nimtza Ovia Pesach Kulo Mekor. By a house, right, the whole, the house usually has a Mashkof over the door, and it's roofed. Right, so there's always Dalit Fachim. But if you look Pesach Nol, I'm reading Yori the Sosim. Shari Yesh Bechol Lovio Dalit Minadelis, the Stimus Piatikra. Every normal house has four Tfachim in the Mashkof of the door itself. Right, it's not a thin kind of thing. There's always like a porch or whatever. So in a house, you wouldn't have this situation. And even if the door is closed, the area after the doorway over the iskofa is four tefachim. So you'd still say p'tikra yori v'sosim, and the area from the porch or the porch over the threshold would still be rishus hayachim. So it would make a difference if the door is open or closed. But a mavway is usually not roofed. So it's possible that you just have one tefach that's covered. And what's it called? If the door's open, then that tefach is contiguous with what's inside the mavli. And therefore it's four tefachim. And the neila, you say p'tikri yori v'sosin. But if the door's closed, then all you have is a tefach. So the tefach itself is not going to be able to have a halacha p'tikri yori v'sosin. But in a house, you're never going to have that metzias of one tefach, because you always have a porch that's at least four tefachim wide, even if the door's closed. Okay, who adin de matzilok mekulo mekora elashein barachav of yodalit? We could be talking where it's completely roofed. It's just that it's not four tefachim wide. Right? It could have said, didn't have to say it's partly roofed. That's what the next case in where it's partly roofed. But here it could have said it was fully roofed. And the only thing is that the roof, the part outside the door, wasn't four tefachim. So if the wall, the door was closed, all you have is less than four tefachim in front of the door, you don't say Pitikra Yori the Sosin. When the door is open, then there's more than four tefachim. Then you do say Pitikra Yori the Sosin. And let me show the stam over Yachoma ain't a pachas midalu. But if it was completely roofed, usually the thickness of the wall is more than four tefachim and the end of the mavui. So it's going to still be a problem. Not a problem, but it still wouldn't be that if the door is closed, you wouldn't be able to say Pitikra Yori the Sosin. Okay, so that's the first way we set up this case, that it makes a difference if the door is closed or open. The difference is, if the door is closed, then the korah, which is over the mavli, which is over the threshold, is only a tefach, and then you don't say Pitikra Yori the Sosin, and the middle of the area under the korah, which is the threshold, you can't carry it there. But if the door is open, then the area over the threshold is at least four tefachim, and then the end of the korah, which is at the end of the threshold towards the outside, we consider like a mechitza or a heker, and you can carry in the threshold area. It's considered like we should say yachin. Okay, now the Gemara says another possibility. Rav Ashi Omar, v'olam biskopis bayis askina. It's talking about a house. Not a mother. Who could go and shekira b'shtei kolos, she'ein b'zuar bo ve'ein b'zuar bo. And you covered the threshold with two beams. Each one is not four tefachim by itself. Ve'ein b'ein zu l'zu shlosha. But they're within three tefachim of each other. V'delos be'emtza. And the door is mamish in that space of less than three tefachim between the beams. So you have like this. Here's the doorway. You have a beam here, and a beam here. You have one beam here, and one beam here, and the door is in between. One beam here, and one beam here, and the door in this space here is less than three tefachim. And you have a doorway here. When the doorway is open, then you say lavud, and these two beams become like one beam, and there's four tefachim, and the mele you say pitikra yori v'sosein, and the area at the end of the outside of the threshold is already considered part of the house. But if the door is closed, then you can't say lavud anymore. Metzias-wise, there's no space here anymore because the door is closed. So then this beam is less than four tefachim, and this beam is less than four tefachim. The Mela, what's it called, together they're what's it called, only four tefachim. Less than that, they're not. If you don't say Pitikri or the Sosin, and the area above the Iskofa is like the outside. That's what the door breaks up the lavud.
How big is the door?
What? Whatever, it doesn't make a difference.
So when that three tefachim is what, the opening of the door, the door covers...
The door covers those three tefachim space. Now let's see inside. Rav Ashi Omer La'olam Biskofis Bayis Askinun Kagon Shekira B'Shtei Koros She'ein B'Zu Arba Ve'ein B'Zu Arba. Neither one has Arba, but together with the space in between them, there is Arba Tefachim. Okay? Ve'ein Bein Zu L'Zu Shlosha. They're within three Tefachim of each other. V'Delos B'Emsa, and the door is in that less than three Tefachim space. Tessa Pasua Kalifneen. If the door's open, then the space is there, and then you can count those two beams as one beam because it's lavud, because the space between those less than three tefachim, then you say Pitikri Yori the Sosim on the outer one. Tessach No Kilachutz. But if the door is closed, then it's like the outside. Because then, if the door is closed, then you look at each korah by itself. Each korah by itself is less than arba. And the Nehli don't say Kitikr Yori the Sosin, and the area under the threshold is like which is a rabbit. Chirashi, the Scopus Bayis, Shikulo Pesach Mikura. The Hainu time of the Pesach Nol Kilachutz, Kagon Shikira Ovia Pesach Bishte Koros. The Ilu Tikra Shiesh Badalit Arminim Boyori the Sosin. If it will be complete Arba, then it always would be, whether the door's open or closed, if you have Arba Tvachim, right, then you say Pitikr Yori the Sosin. The Suloasi Nilas Delas Mavakla Mechitza. And then just closing the door wouldn't Mavakla that Mechitza. The Maisa, the thing is four Tvachim, even if there's a door that's closed in between, but if the above the door there's a four Tvachim area, then you say Pitikri Yori Vesosin. The door, the closing of the door can't be Mavakla that Mechitza. Vafilu shoke bemtsiuso. Velo domi lemovi dekoris movi ktsorehi. Velo hushra el lemovi. Hilka pesach no botla mitoris kora. The azole movi. Right? It's not like a movi. Right? Where the whole, what's it called? The movi's not roofed. It's just it has a kora to be matarin. Then if you close off the movi, the kora is nothing. But by a house, it's all roofed. So the closing of the door can't be mavatl the roof. Aval tikras dalad lo botla. You read the stimos of ben ilas delis. Dalacha mosh misin. Ihu good v'lovel v'dofen akumba v'makom dalad. As long as it's four tfachim, we say all these halachas of good that the thing is considered like the wall considered like it goes down and lovel and dofen akumba v'yisuka. Right, all those halachas. Once you have four tfachim, all these halachas apply. But here, it's two koros. It's not one fourth tvachim roof. It's two boards that together are four tvachim with the space in between, but each one separately is not. She'ein bezuar bo velo bezuar bo. Velo beinayim gimel. But there's no space of three tvachim between them. V'hadelis mesukan lios noel be'emtza. The delis is mamish between them in that space. Hilkach pesach pasuah kalifnim, the kivin de'ein beinayim gimel amrin lovel. V'havi kechada upio hachitzon yori v'sosem to hashti is beidalet. Because counting the space between them, which is not gimel, the two things together now form one korah of four tvachim, and you say on the outside edge pitikra yori v'sosem. V'neila, everything is considered like within. Everything from the outside of the threshold, underneath the outside edge of the korah is like inside. But if you close the door, then you're separating between these two beams. Okay? This you can't say lavud except where there's a space. Now there's no space. There's a door between them. So you don't say lavud anymore. So now you have a less than arba tefach korah, right? And that you don't say pitikra yori disosik. The mela, everything under that korah is considered like the outside. Pesach no felachutz, given to be'emtza, who nimtza, who mafsik beneim, who mechalkan zumizu, she'ein niros yachad, lomer ben lovud. Lovud is only where there's an empty space. But if there's a door in between, right, then that breaks up the lovud. The lekalamer bechitzona piha yori the sosem, the les bedalin. You don't say pitikra yori the sosem, except where there's a four tvachim wide thing. Okay, let's go on. In Haisa iskofa gavoa asara v'rechava dalid, harizur shus liatzma. Right? If the iskofa was 10 tvachim high and 4 tvachim wide, it's a rishus ayachid. So it's a rishus to itself. Misayeya leil Rav Yitzchak bar Avdimi, the Omer of Yitzchak bar Avdimi, Omer hoya Rav Meir, and Rav Meir is Acherin. Right? So Yitzchak bar Avdimi said the name of Rav Meir. This supports what he said in the name of Rav Meir, because we have this brisa that says Acherin say, which is Rav Meir, that if you have a rishus ayachid inside another rishus ayachid, that there are two rishuyos, and you can't carry from one to the other. What's the case? Komakum shatamotzik beis rishuyos. The heim rishus achas. You have two separate rishuyos, but they're really one rishus. Right? You have a kigon, omud rishus hayachid. You have a post in rishus hayachid, gavoa yud v'roch of dalet, which is four tvachim by four tvachim wide, and 10 tvachim high. So it's a normal rishus hayachid. But it's in another rishus hayachid. Okay? It's in the rishus hayachid. Also the katef olav, you're not allowed to put something down on that amud, even rishus hayachid. Why? Because people are going to make a mistake and they think, since rishus hayachid, you're allowed to do this. You're allowed to put down something you're carrying in your rishus hayachid, right? That's just inside the house, this wouldn't be. It has to be out on the yard. Okay? So if you're out in the yard, which gives the impression that you can, if you're out in the yard, you're carrying in your rishus hayachid, you could put it down on a post that's in your rishus hayachid. We're afraid that in rishus harab you'll do the same thing, right? And you'll put down a package on a post in rishus harabim, right? And that'll be what's it called, the hotzah, because in rishus harabim that post is rishus hayachid. So here it's also rishus hayachid, but it looks like a different rishus than the one that you're carrying in. So it may or may exera that you can't carry in rishus hayachid and put it down on a post in rishus hayachid. Okay, the ma'aser loch is pashas, not like this. Loch is that you can, okay, that you can put down. When that goes or rishus hayochid after rishus harabim in this situation, but that's what a mayor holds, and that's taka what acherim say. that if the eskofa is a reshus hayochid, it's reshus the atzmo, and you can't carry from your house in onto that eskofa or whatever. Rashi. The Gemara is now going back to that price and have finished explaining it. So from the house to this amud, but to this platform, you can't carry, even though they're both reshus hayochid. The same thing would be in an enclosed area on the outside. But if the proposed was in your house, you have a chest in your house. Right, there's no havamina that in your house itself you shouldn't be able to put things down on a chest or whatever. That's not what it's talking about. It's talking either where the reshus is mechulak, you're going from your house into this platform, or it's in a yard with a platform. Omer hayar meya, dehu acherim, kinamrim bahorios. Acherim and remeya, the same person. Behein reshus achas, deshneyem reshus hayochid. Elishazen nomoch vasegavoa. They're both reshus hayochid, except one is flat and one is a platform. Right, you can't if you're carrying in a chotzer, which is reshus hayochid, you can't put something down on that amud. So that would be the second case. In other words, the case that we're talking about in the Mishnah is going from the house to a platform, or the case that Acherim is talking about, what Rav Meir is talking about, is where you have a chotzer, which is reshus hayochid, and you have a platform in the middle of the chotzer. Either one of those would be awesome. What's the reason? Because if you had a platform like that in Rishus HaRabim, and you thought that I could do it in Rishus HaYochid, why can't I do it in Rishus HaRabim, put down on the platform? Just like in Rishus HaYochid, I can put it down on a platform, and Rishus HaRabim I can do the same thing. There, if you, what's it called, put it down on that platform, Rishus HaRabim, so in order to avoid that, with anything that looks like that, even Rishus HaYochid, we ask it. But Maaseh HaHalacha is not like that, and HaHalacha is you're allowed to put it down. Okay.